Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for the end of the year skincare resolutions. What should your top 10 skincare resolutions be for 2022? Well, this year, I am making moisturizer mandatory. The air is still cold and dry in January, February, even through March, and we need to keep our skin hydrated and supple. When your skin is dry and the water content leaves your skin, you have more tendency to wrinkle, crinkle, and have poorly hydrated skin cells. I think it's so important to have moisturization at the topical level. You can drink a ton of water, but if you don't lock in moisture with hydrating moisturizers, you're not going to have a good skin barrier layer. You need lipids in your skin barrier. You need water content in your skin barrier. And hyaluronic acid is one of the best ways to deliver water content to your skin. The molecule absorbs 1,000 times its water weight directly into the top three layers of the skin, primarily to the epidermis. But fractionated hyaluronic acids, which are divided into small molecules, can even penetrate epidermis to the superficial layer of the dermis. Injectable hyaluronic, of course, can go deeper. And treatments like an airbrush microneedling type of a treatment that delivers hyaluronic, Botox, and other products deeper into the skin surface with microneedling technology is an awesome way to deliver more hydration to the skin. Number two, always wearing sunscreen. We know this. This is true in the summer, but even in the winter, ultraviolet exists on cloudy days. And don't wait to wear sunscreen if you're indoors and under blue light in front of a computer all day long. Your skin is being bombarded by free radicals from blue light technology that is going to break down and degrade your collagen. Many of the modern sunscreens now have protection for UVA, UVB, and blue light. So I encourage you to wear your blue light glasses to protect your cornea and to reduce your disruption of your REM sleep, to improve your melatonin levels. Chronic computer device use and working from home is going to destroy your skin, your sleep pattern, and your longevity. So important to wear blue light blockers as well as sunscreen that has blue light protection. And you can get this with the physical block with mineral sunscreens that have zinc oxide, titanium dioxide. These are the best. I'm a big fan of my Mineral Glow sunscreen. Remember, using a product every single day makes it so much more effective than something you use occasionally. So get a sunscreen that has a little bit of a tint that makes it feel like just like a moisturizer, an amazing product that you're going to actually want to use every day. I also love my Aqua Shield sunscreen for this because it is a moisturizer with all of these protections. And it doesn't even feel like sunscreen. It just feels like I'm putting on my moisturizer. So it's really an easy thing to stick with. Number three, exfoliation. Use a mask once a week. Exfoliate with a scrub at least once a week. With moisturizer, even though your skin is better and more hydrated, you still are going to have debris and dead skin collecting on the surface of your skin. More so with the dry weather. I think we just wash less and we're just less active. Less skin turnover happens as an adult. So much dead skin expires and sits on the surface of your face. Using an exfoliator is an excellent way to improve the brightness, luminosity, and evenness of your skin tone and texture. So I love at least twice a week a really good exfoliation. And not just your face, I do my neck, décolleté, arms, legs. So important to improve the extremity skin. As we age, the skin starts to look crepey and older everywhere. One of my goals this year is to treat the rest of my body as well as I treat my face. So I exfoliate with my perfecting polish. Love that one, especially for the face, for the arms and legs, that's great. I also love my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream, which is a retinol-based cream. If you can get a retinol-based body cream, start now. Start when you're 30. Start when you're 40. Don't wait till you're 50. The sooner, the better, because the last thing you need is laxity and skin changes on such a large body surface area as our legs and our arms. Number four, clean. I'm going to clean more device cleaning. Every time I touch my cell phone, it's so grimy and germy. And I'm going to be using alcohol wipes regularly to wipe down my cell phone, desk surface, computer, desktop keys, all these things that would just get so handled every day, even my steering wheel when I drive. I'm getting obsessed due to COVID, but more than COVID, it's just the daily grime factor. We clutch our phones like so desperately all day long. Remember to disinfect it at least once a day. And that goes for eyeglasses too. Putting off and on glasses all day long, tossing them on surfaces, very important. Very important. And also number five, clean your pillow sheets at least once a week. I think that we build up so much sweat, grime, and oils on our pillowcases, especially side sleepers, with a little bit of saliva trickling. It's so important to have a clean, fresh pillowcase at least every week. And I think it's really important to develop a habit of sleeping on our back. So that's definitely one of my skincare resolutions, is to sleep on my back with a pillowcase that cradles my head to avoid side sleeping tendencies. Because no matter if you get a side sleeping pillow, terrific, but it actually will encourage the habit of sleeping on your face. So for me, best bet is to sleep on my back, and I'm really going to work hard at that. I'm going to move my alarm clock away from my side table because I think I always roll over to hit the snooze button. And anyway, it's a better habit because it'll force me to get out of bed. So invest in your pillow and sleep technology. Sleep with your full darkness, with your drapes closed, so you can have that experience of that really good sleep when you go to a really nice hotel room and there's those blackout drapes. Love that. And cool your room temperature down. Think about a clean pillowcase, maybe even a satin one that doesn't wrinkle. Now, they're really great technologies infused in your pillowcase, where you can have fibers that improve wrinkle tendency, as well as oils and anti-aging molecules. That's right, there's certain pillowcases infused with anti-aging products that will help you even as you sleep. Number six, taking care of your neck and your décolleté. Let's not forget the neck. This is another forgotten area that shows your age so clearly. It's so important to apply your skincare products all the way down your neck. And remember that your neck is the driest desert. The oil glands of the neck just do not produce a sufficient amount of oils. And as we age, that tendency gets worse and worse. Less supple, less oil glands. And this is stretchy skin by nature and by design. Our necks are designed to rotate, turn, twist, and move. And so there needs to be some redundancy and laxity of the skin. Evolutionarily, that was built into us. But we did not develop enough oil glands for this area. So I'm a big fan of my neck cream. I'll use that twice a day with upstrokes. I always apply neck cream even to the back of my neck. It's a circular structure. We can't have good skin in the front and bad skin in the back and expect it to hold up tight all the way around. So use your neck cream all the way around. And don't forget that because it's such a dry skin, I love actually to put a layer of Vaseline on top of my neck skin every once in a while at night, especially the night before you shampoo, because sometimes that Vaseline will get in your hair. That is not good. But that Vaseline will just really enrich and trap the neck cream in there, an occlusive layer, so it really penetrates, and it's so good for the neck. I even love it on my eyelids, eyebrows, and lashes too. The dry skin, the thin skin that does not produce oils, it's really nice to add that extra emollient lubrication. And if you don't love Vaseline, coconut oil is great too. Number seven, using a face serum with antioxidant. Remember that serums are more potent and absorb more readily than other products. So that can be one of the first things that you put on. If you're a fan of layering, good for you, because it's great for your skin. If you're not a fan of layering, you need to learn about layering, because applying that first layer when your skin just wants to drink it in is a great way to use your antioxidants. I love my triple shot serum. It has caffeine, resveratrol, green tea, some of the best ingredients in vitamin C. And these things should be applied first. Applying a few drops of a face serum regularly will give you glowing, healthy skin. It's easy. It doesn't feel too thick. Makeup goes on really well. You can add a heavier moisturizer right on top. But remember to try Adopt a Face Serum this year. Number 8 is adopting lymphatic massage. I'm obsessed with lymphatic massage and I do it every single morning, and I don't know why more women are not doing it, and men. When we age, we have less circulation everywhere, less arterioles, less capillaries, less lymphatics. So tissues do get puffy. Lymphatics are sort of the hydraulic compression system that pumps extracellular fluid back into circulation. And we need them to be working to be smooth and tight and not have morning puffiness and doughiness. And 100% we need them if we've had facial fillers like hyaluronic acids injected. And we need them if genetically we have fat pads which are beginning to droop and sag, especially around the eyes. So learn lymphatic massage. Learn the principles of starting in the middle, milking, swelling out. Watch a couple YouTube videos with gua sha. You can do it with your hands. I love lymphatic massage, and I think it's one of the best ways to apply your layers of skincare products. So you're multitasking, you're applying your layers, getting all that good ingredients into your skin, and massaging, depuffing, increasing circulation, improving the overall muscle tone of your face. I'm a big fan. If you're not doing lymphatic massage, please, 2022, it's your opportunity to do that for you. Number 9 is switching to medical grade beauty. I think we've all been through all the stages and phases of skincare. We start out as teenagers buying at Target. Then we go to Sephora. And then we think we're switching up when we switch to department store and Nordstrom level brands. But let me tell you, so much money is spent on advertising, packaging, and promotion of these glamorous, luxurious brand names. Do you know how much money goes into their ingredients? Very, very, very little. They fairy dust small amounts of ingredients to be able to say that they're in their bottling. But in reality, the percentage of ingredients that's offered in medical grade skincare can be tenfold what you find in luxury brands. And don't just go for people who look like they have a great box. Don't go for people who have great advertising. Really do your research. There are people out there who are selling products to you who say they're doctors and they're not doctors. I am just shocked and horrified when I see it. But it's true. And there are people out there who are influencers who are hawking products that were made I don't know where with I don't know what quality control. And there are people out there who are hawking products that are completely ineffective, that are very expensive moisturizers that are $300 per ounce, basically just a good moisturizer. And you can get so much more value, cleaner products without the expense by going for physician grade skincare from a really reputable source. That is my mantra, is to look for products that are made without harmful ingredients, to look for the highest quality active ingredients, to have a box where you can read the ingredients and not have too many chemicals, and where the top 3 to 5 ingredients are very clear to you that these are high grade important antioxidants and anti-aging molecules. Number 10, last but not least, skincare goals for 2022. Treat yourself. This last couple of years have taken a toll on us physically, mentally. Treat yourself to a facial, treat yourself to a preventative treatment like a Botox or a filler. Try to get over the stigma that doing something to your face is bad. It's not. It's maintenance. You can't have this vehicle, this body for 80 years and not maintain it. You wouldn't do that to a car. You need to put maintenance into your self-identity, your attractiveness, if you want to look good for the long haul. The last thing I want for any of you is to look in the mirror and say, who is that person that's looking back at me? That doesn't even look like me anymore. I don't even, what is going on and what do I see? And so many changes and like, I feel like I don't look like myself. This is what I hear from my patients, and I empathize with that because I definitely have had that feeling, and I want us to invest in maintaining our self-identity, and our attractiveness. That is so important to me. And that's the goal of self-care. It's, you know, self-care is an overused term. I don't even like that term. But the concept of taking time to maintain your beauty is very important. And I'm going to teach that to my daughters and my son. It's very important to have you time to look good, to show up as the best version of yourself, to be confident, to have good self-esteem. So teach these things to your children and to your family members too, because not everybody's mother grew up with these values. And many of our mothers grew up in times where they were told that it was a bad thing to do. Plastic surgery is bad and Botox is for bad, you know, it's for floozies. Well, I don't believe that. I think you can be a woman of substance, a woman of character, a woman of great intelligence, and still want to look good and show up as the best version of yourself. And that is human nature. And that is what I believe, that our confidence matters. So guys, for 2022, I offer you the gift of beauty, love, confidence, intelligence. Most important, make yourself better. Read, get some internal knowledge, get some skills. Those things will give you confidence that doesn't die. Beauty doesn't last, but our intelligence, our wisdom, our philosophy, our knowledge, that is what makes us who we are. That's it for now, guys. Blessings for the most amazing, hopeful 2022 for all of you. I thank you all for coming on this journey with me. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing Katie skincare with some of the products we talked about today. Love you so much. Happy 2022 and stay beautiful.